Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, this is the old Talk to a Pastor program, but I also like to call it Shedding Shackles, because shedding shackles is what we need to do. Shackles are chains that bind us. We need to shed the chains that bind us to the past and to unhappy memories and angers and resentments and grudges and unfinished business, and shed those, let them go, and then move forward. Move forward to a bright future. So that's what this program is all about. Now, let's begin with a call.
Hi, I'm calling from Canada. My question is, you know, they say in the Bible that God walks among us, but how, if God wants to get himself known, okay, how does he do that in this type of world? Would you recognize him? And also, you know, if he would go around declaring that, per se, you would say yourself, you're God, you know, wouldn't they try to put you in a mental institution? So anyway, I think this is like a great question. And It's a question. Thanks.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. God did say that he would walk among his people. He said that several times through the prophets in the Old Testament. And it's repeated again in Hebrews. In fact, God said that. He said the day is coming when a man won't have to teach his brother, a person won't have to teach another person, because I will write my laws in their hearts and in their minds, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Well, back in the days of the Israelitish people, they were instructed to build a temple where it would say, it said that God would dwell. But now, in today's day, where would God dwell? Well, of course, God is a spirit. He's the great Father Spirit, creator of all. So he's everywhere. But where would he dwell? See, God has a special interest in this little earth that we have here, this little earth, this beautiful green emerald earth, and the people upon it. He has a special interest in us, which is very, very, very sweet. And he will dwell within people. God dwells in people. And so the question is, so when it says that God will walk among us, see, in the Old Testament it said that Noah was a friend of God. And it said that Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. Okay? Well, it means that they were close to God. They knew God intimately, and God took an interest in them, and they were close to God always. And when it says God walk among the people, it doesn't mean literally like a man, but it means he's there with them. He's there with them. He's literally with them. But not in the shape of a person. Christ said no man has seen the Father. However, Christ also said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because Christ has such an intimate relationship with his Father, and he always did the Father's will. So whatever Christ did and whatever he said, see, Christ said, of myself, I can do nothing. So he did the Father's will, and whatever he said and did was in the Father's will and from the Father. You see?
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio, or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, Sharon, you keep on questioning. You keep on questioning and asking questions and wondering, and don't accept half answers from people out there who want to be your authority. There's a passage in the Bible where, remember when Christ asked the disciples, he said, who do people say that I am? And some said, one disciple said, well, they say you're Elijah. Another one said, well, you're John the Baptist. Or another one said this and that. And Christ said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Christ said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, blessed art thou. Blessed are you, because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. See? So wait upon the Lord. Just wonder about some of these important things. Wonder about them. Have it as a question. Wait until one day you wake up and you just know your pure searching for answers will be answered by God Himself. And you'll know within, wordlessly, without words, you'll just know. Okay? Now, I wanted to finish up just a little bit about the previous call. And so you see, when it says God walks among the people, it doesn't mean like a man, but it means He's with them. He's with them. Okay? And now, of course, if you look in this world now, so the question is, so the other thing I need to say, and this is very important, and I'll say it very quickly. You can listen to all my programs because I talk about this all the time. What is your closest, right now, most people are very far from God, very far. They were closest to God when they were little babes. And as their life proceeded, they got farther and farther and farther away from Him. But there's still a link. There's a link to God. You know what it is? Your closest link to God is your conscience, which is actually intuition. It feels like conscience or anxiety because, well, you've strayed from it. You know, you've done wrong. And you've made some boo-boos, and so you haven't followed your intuition. Now it feels like conscience. But if you were a friend of your conscience, it would just be intuition. Okay, so we have intuition. It's from God. God gives animals instinct. He gives humans intuition. So you have your intuition. That's your closest link. Okay, so you need to refine your intuition. Refine your intuition. Become a friend of your intuition, a friend of conscience. Okay, yearn for the truth. And you know what? You will find God. Now, Let's take another call. Yes, let's take a call.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Curtis. I'm down in South Carolina. The reason I'm calling because I have a little financial issue, boss me on my check, and get behind the bills, although I got behind the rent a little bit. This has got to be slowly. I don't know what to do. I prayed and prayed. I just don't know what to do anymore. I just get to the point I'm just going to give up. I really call and get someone to pray for me. Y'all are blessed. Thank you, sir.
You will be in my prayers and other people's prayers, too. You know, seems like I've been behind most of my life when it comes to bills. I've never gotten much ahead. I'm always behind, okay? And there have been times when I've been so behind that I didn't know where any money was coming from. I had no money. All I had was bills and no money and not much work. I've been in that situation many times in my life. And I understand it's very, it's troubling. But, you know, just don't resent it. Here's the important thing. Don't resent it. Because things are always changing. And before you know it, you'll be okay. If you can't pay a bill, then you can't pay it. Do what you can. Just keep doing what you can. Get help from someone. There are resources. Don't be too prideful to ask for help. Get help and keep praying. And things will change for the better. You'll see. Any trial that you go through, any temptation, any trouble, it strengthens your character if you don't resent it. Okay? So just don't resent it. Chin up. Go about your business and life will change for the better before you know it. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Life could be oh so sweet. And life could be oh so good if you could just learn to wait upon the Lord and not resent other people and not resent yourself either. Very important. Let's talk about it. Yes, indeed, life could be sweet. You see, the problem we have now is that we go out in the world and we fail. Yeah, we fail. We make mistakes. Okay, we do. We all do. Every single person makes mistakes. We mess up, don't handle things right. And often it's because we're selfish or we didn't put principle first. We put what we thought was to our selfish advantage first, but it always turns out not to be. And we're a bit wasteful at times and we just make mistakes, okay? Well, all right, so there's a value in mistakes. There's a great value because by mistakes, then you can see your own errors, and then you can actually grow in character. The secret to growing in character is not to resent. When you see that you're in a bind, don't resent it. Don't resent your circumstances. Don't resent yourself. Don't resent other people. Okay? Don't resent God. Just see what is. Okay? Things are never as bad as they seem. What do they say? 99% of the things we worry about never happen anyway. But you see what happens is, now here's where our big mistake. This is very important. Because people have a tendency to do this. And it's a mistake. We go out in the world and we fail. You mishandle a situation with your child or with your partner. Or you make a mistake somehow. Or you get angry at somebody. Or you get irritated at somebody. Or you say the wrong thing, you know. But then what do? Well, then we escape into thoughts, into imagination, into fantasy. And we hide in fantasy and we think over and over about what happened and we try to rearrange it to make it come out a little better for us, okay? And we also think about what we're going to do next time. Well, next time I'll tell her. And when I see her, I'm going to say, see, we do that sort of thing. Or we just escape into fantasies, you know, being a knight in shining armor and saving people or being rich and powerful, you know, fantasies. Okay? But that's not reality. Or what we do is we worry. See, things are not working out, so then we worry. But worry is faithless. Okay? Worry is faithless. So we worry and worry and plan and scheme and worry and worry. The more you worry, you know what happens? You begin to feel guilty because we're not supposed to worry. So what most people have a hard time doing is being aware of their problems without resenting them and worrying about them. You have to learn how to be aware of an issue without resenting it. To be aware of the issue, okay, maybe it's not pleasant, but just be aware of it without resenting it and without worrying about it, okay? So you're in reality, you do what you can, okay, and you call upon the Lord and just stay in reality, okay? Because as soon as you escape into your thoughts, you're escaping from the truth. See, there's truth, and then there's fantasy. There's truth, and there's fantasy. Now, who is in charge of fantasy? It's not the Lord. Okay, it's the guy with the horns. He's in charge of fantasy. Okay, so he knows how to create dream scenes. You know where you conquer and, you know, dream scenes of romance and violence, okay, where you're the king or queen of the hill. But you know what? Then later he's also in charge of nightmares, of making nightmares. So you need to get out of fantasy and just observe it without getting lost, without falling into it. And learn to observe thoughts without being involved in them. Just see them. See, it's empty and useless fantasy, just like a bad television program. You just, there it is blaring away, but you don't pay it any mind. So get out of your thoughts. Now, the best thing you can do, in my opinion, okay, if you need a little help getting out of being lost in negative thoughts and fantasies, is to get my meditation, my little meditation, which is completely free. It's only 6 minutes long, and it helps you to come back to reality, get out of your daydreams and hear the birds sing and see the blue sky and the white puffy clouds. Things aren't so bad. And then you do what you can and call upon God and your life will improve.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind, so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer, or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. Yes, the meditation. What kind of meditation is it? Well, it's Christian meditation. It's a spiritual meditation. Okay? You don't have to be a Christian to benefit from this meditation. But it's also an ancient meditation. Okay? It's an ancient one. And what it does is it brings you back to reality where God is. It's both practical and spiritual. So let's look at it from both. Let's break this down into two aspects. Let's talk about the practical. The practical is most people are lost between their two ears. They're so lost that, like I said, you can be out driving and you're thinking about what happened or what you're going to do, and you drive right past the exit you were supposed to take because you're lost in thinking. You're not totally there. And then when your child comes up to you with a question, you're not totally there. See, a lot of kids say, my dad wasn't there for me. He wasn't there for me. Well, one way of not being there for your child is to be lost in daydreams and fantasy and illusions and, see what I mean? So you want to be there. So that's what it helps. So in a very practical way, it makes you, you're in reality. You're not as upset. You're not lost in the dream stream with tricky ideas. And so you make better decisions. See, and you're more effective because you're totally there. Now, from a spiritual point of view, it helps you to get closer to God. Paul told us to pray unceasingly. Okay? Well, this meditation will help you to do that, to be close to God in reality, where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the white puffy clouds are floating overhead. Okay, you'll be closer to God instead of selfishly lost in trying to rearrange reality in your fantasy, you see? All right. You can get the meditation for free at www.thefreemeditation.com. Now, let's take a call, a prayer request. Please, let's listen to this call.
Hi, this is Ashley, and actually I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. The city I'm calling from is Bedville. My stepdad committed suicide, and I struggle with that, knowing if he went to heaven. I believe he did. He was very, very sick man. The tornado has taken my fiance's whole building and home. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. We're trying. I have a six-year-old that he needs all the prayers right now he can get. All other family members that are sick. We also have two more suicides in the family, which was my stepfather's dad and my uncle. So we went to Chicago. And I'm just at my end wits. And, like, I haven't lost faith in God. And I'm trying to keep as much faith as I can. I could go on with the things that has happened with just in the past 4 years, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity. Me and my fiance's families do not clash. They argue, and it's causing the only person I have and the only person he has to understand and love one another.
Ashley, you would definitely be in my prayers, and I know the prayers of folks that are listening in. I want to say a word about family. You know, family, you know, what do they say? You can't live with them and you can't live without them, type of thing. Okay, so family, here's a secret to being in a family, because you know what? Every family, you've got fighting, arguing, hurt feelings, undercurrents of resentment, and troubles, and all this stuff is happening in families. And here's the secret. Don't resent the people. Don't resent anyone, and don't resent yourself, okay? Just be, in other words, be patient. Be patient with them and be patient with yourself. Don't resent them. Doesn't mean you necessarily have to like what's happening or even like a person. Just don't resent them. It's very simple. Don't resent them. Okay? That's your first line of defense. Got stress? Try my new free meditation for stress. Just go to www.thefreemeditation.com. That's thefreemeditation.com. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Please stop by again or visit us at SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and listen to the program again and other programs too. Plus, I have many YouTube lectures on these topics. Would you like to give me a call? Did you enjoy the program? Do you have a question or a comment? Then call our listener call-in line and leave a message at my voicemail. I listen to them all, and some of them may find their way on the air. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.